Hello and welcome to the Queensland Freemason Podcast. My name's Brother Luke Eelan and I'm sitting here today with
Brother Graham Schultz, the Deputy Grand Secretary of the United Grand Lodge of Queensland in Brisbane, Australia.
And we are about to go through part two of podcast 33. I'm being a bit cheeky calling this podcast 33 part two. We, if you haven't listened to part one is a show that we're doing a three-part series, 11 meanings described in each one, talking about the number 33 and its significance within Freemasonry, or perhaps not its significance in Freemasonry. We're trying to elucidate or highlight the fact that in Masonry, we teach things through allegory, and in common society, we hear a lot of people making sort of references, conspiratorial and otherwise, about our relationship with the number 33. So, as it's an allegory, frankly speaking, I think it could mean many different things to many people, and I'm not a 33rd degree Mason at this point in my Masonic career, but I certainly am happy to sit down and give my opinion on different, perhaps somewhat lighthearted meanings for the number 33. A lot of this information came from Wikipedia, and a few of them came from my head, and the rest of them from all over the internet. So, yeah, there's some good ones in here.
This is an interesting one, number 12.
Number 12, Graham. I didn't know that one. Do you want to start with number 12?
Yeah, the Islamic prayer beads are generally arranged in sets of 33, corresponding to the widespread use of this number in their rituals, and such beads may number 33 in total, or three distinct sets of 33 for a total of 99, corresponding to the names of God. So it's across all faiths and creeds.
Oh, absolutely. I actually do think within the universe there are some repeating mathematical formulas and numbers that keep coming up. And if you look at the Fibonacci sequence or the Golden Rule, you'll see these numbers coming up again and again. And Masonry is not that much different. We have a lot of time for Pythagoras theorems, and where a squared plus b squared equals c squared. And those numbers too come up an awful lot. They're used throughout our society. Our 13th meaning of the number 33, 33 is not only the numerical representation of the Star of David, but it's also the numerical equivalent of the word Amen. And this is using the numerology skill set where we've got A equals 1, M equals 13, E equals 5, and N equals 14, and if you add them together,
wow,
strangely, you get the number 33.
That's interesting stuff, isn't it? It's just like the fact that our three podcasts that we're doing about the number 33 are all 11 minutes long.
Wait, they're not yet 11 minutes long, Graham.
Well, they will be.
I'm going to try my best.
They will be.
It's going to be tricky. I might have to add some filler music in at the end. No, I won't do that.
Number 14 was Pope John Paul was a 33-day pope. He was a pope for 33 days.
Does that make him the shortest pope?
Well, absolutely. Well, the shortest reign in papal history. And then resulted in, the three pope year. So, interesting.
I didn't know that until I put this together too. A few of these things, I was like, I didn't know that. And I love trivia, so I'm surprised I didn't know that one.
Yeah.
Number 15. This is clearly an American reference. Sorry to all the Australians.
I've got an Australian one.
But that'll be 34. We can't do it in this one.
Oh, no, it'll be part of, I'll make it part of number 16.
Okay, you can do that.
Yeah, okay.
Don't interfere with the 33 numbers. I got up to like 26 of them, and I was like, where the hell am I going to find the rest of them? But I did. The number 15, the number of innings played in the longest baseball game in history, a 1981 minor league game between Rochester Red Wings and Pawtucket Red Sox in Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
Wow.
That's a lot. I once went to the longest Australian basketball game where the Brisbane Bullets were playing a team, and there were four extra overtimes, and by the end of it, somebody just wanted the thing to finish. So,
wow.
And four extra overtimes in basketball, but I think the game went for nearly 4 hours. So a 33 innings baseball game, that would take a few days.
It's huge.
I wonder if it was continuous. Maybe if we have a fan of baseball to write in and tell us, was this one long game that they played over a day? Or did it go for a week or something?
Amazing.
It sounds like a game of cricket almost.
Amazing stuff. And we're talking about number 16, the one that you selected, and then I've got one selected as well.
You can tell.
It's 16. We like sport here.
You probably like it more than me.
Jersey of the Boston Celtics for Hall of Famer Larry Bird. That was his jersey.
Yeah, I do like
for
Larry
the Boston
Bird.
Celtics. Yeah. The Chicago Bulls for Hall of Famer Scottie Pippen. And it was the jersey of the all-time player list for Brent Green. We've got three of these now. So
yep.
Brent Green on the all-time player list for the Brisbane Lions, who had 33 disposals in his best game at the SCG.
Wow. Also, keeping in the theme of number three, Larry Bird was basically a three-point specialist shooter. So
okay.
That's not on the list either. I happen to know that one too. So there's quite a few there. We've got point number 17 here. In reference to gramophone records, 33 refers to the type of revolutions played per minute, or the speed of 33, and I think it's 33 and a third revolutions per minute. And I do find that ironic, actually. It was probably just an easy way to divide 100 into 3, and somehow they've come up with 33 revolutions per minute. I'd like to know more about where that comes from.
What's a gramophone?
A gramophone? Oh, that's like, my son asked me what a cassette tape was the other day. He saw one in the car.
Well, what's a gramophone? Yes. Well, people would remember, I suppose, when it was vinyl. That's what you played your vinyl on, wasn't it, you know?
Indeed.
I see vinyl's making a comeback.
It has for a while. Actually, I know a person that installs very high-end audio equipment, and he's like $200,000 speaker kind of equipment, and most of those people with those sort of speakers actually use audio
vinyl
to play back. Not sure why.
Well, it's something interesting. It's something different, isn't it? You know,
it is. I think there's a certain quality of the sound too, and I have a feeling that's where the 33 references comes from, in that when the spinning rate of a record plays, it makes it sound a particular type of quality at that particular speed when it's recorded that way. So number 18, Graham, what's that?
Is a significant number in modern numerology. One of the master numbers, along with 11 and 22, 33 is one of the master numbers.
It is, and actually I think there's a few Masons that are quite interested in numerology, I guess maybe as the offshoot of the part of astrology that people like, and I've taken a bit of an interest in things like that. So
yeah, it's interesting, like how they don't have the level 13 on some high-rise buildings.
Yes.
It's sort of interesting stuff, and 33 apparently is not a bad number to have a street name for your house.
No.
It's a pretty good number.
It is.
Yeah, it's a good number.
Number 19. You mentioned you actually like this, Graham. I hadn't heard this before, but there's a song called 33 by the Smashing Pumpkins on their album Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness.
Yeah. Smashing Pumpkins are good. I like their old stuff better than their new stuff.
Maybe Tom DeLonge could do one about the number 33. He's going to write to me one day or send me a threatening letter, not to mention his name. But
no.
That would be pretty cool to see another song about 33.
Yeah.
Number 20, what's that, Graham?
That's the title of the first episode. Now, you'll know about this.
A little
2004
bit.
Battlestar Galactica television series, in which the Cylons came every 33 minutes.
Now, that is pretty funny. Now, there's a lot of references to Masonry in popular culture, because clearly there are authors of particular shows that are Masons, and I think they try to drop these numbers in here and there and everywhere, and that's maybe part of the problem and why so many people see this particular number, because members of our society have put it into various parts of our culture. And
As you do.
Yeah, I think no different to if I was a Red Sox fan, I might actually wear a Red Sox shirt. And ironically, we're talking about science fiction here today. I'm wearing a Superman shirt, Graham, if you didn't notice. My nerd credentials have moved up a slot. And I'm not so much of a fan of Battlestar Galactica or Star Trek. More Star Wars is my thing.
Star Wars, man?
It is, sadly. I guess maybe I was named after one of them. So.
Yeah, Luke. Yes, absolutely.
I try to use
the Force. Be with you.
Always.
The jersey number, I haven't seen this movie, but I've heard about it. This is number 21, is the jersey number of Tom Cruise's character in the 1983 film All the Right Moves. Have you seen that?
No, but no. I might make an effort to see that.
We should do that.
The sad thing is, Graham, one of my favourite movies ever has Tom Cruise in it. I won't give it any advertising here. No. Vanilla Sky, actually.
Oh, Vanilla Sky is a good movie.
If you haven't seen it, there's a really weird part that halfway through the movie you think it's going to finish and it doesn't. So
yeah.
I'm not spoiling it for anybody, but it's kind of weird. Number 22, we have a strange one here. Plus 33 is the code for international direct dial calls to France, where the home of the Knights Templar started. So, well, I shouldn't say started there. They spent an awful lot of time in France with Jack Dimmel.
That's interesting.
Particularly, Britain is 44. I don't know how they come up with the convention scheme. I think the International Telephone Union actually invented the numbering scheme a while ago, and sadly I can remember quite a few of them. But I know the United States, of course, being here, they started with plus one. Britain is plus 44. But I did not know France was plus 33.
You know we've got 33 in our phone number.
I do. I pointed that out to
you. For
the
United Grand Lodge of Queensland.
And you didn't know that either, did you?
Okay, well, we'll have to add it to this.
I'm actually surprised the building that we sit in isn't number 333. This is 311 Ann Street. The building next to us is 333. And it has been said before, a few Masons, when building these buildings, have requested particular numbers, because when you first buy a big block of land and it usually has arranged numbers, they ask which number would you like to choose.
Well,
they should have bought next door.
That's interesting, because
we don't know next door, do we? And named
it. Winston Churchill from England, was the Prime Minister of England, was initiated in a lodge. I think it was called Stoddart Lodge or something like that in London, but their address was number 33 Golden Street or something.
Why am I not
33, number 33 something anyway.
And again, this comes back to, I guess, why we're talking about this particular podcast, is that it's my opinion that we see this so much in society because of the fact that we've had people who design buildings, who are masons, who go, well, if I've got to choose a number off this list of numbers, I'm going to choose 33.
Yeah.
I would do the same, actually. Yeah. If you asked me if I had a choice of phone numbers and there was one with 33 in it, like Grand Lodge here, I would probably pick that number just, I guess, as part of the tradition of masonry.
And if we get personalised plates for our cars, we should have 33 on them.
Yeah, no, I don't like paying money for that. I'm a cheapskate.
Well, that's 11 minutes nearly.
Yeah, just about, with the intro music and the bumper, and I'm trying to pad this out a little bit so it fits into 11 minutes, so I'm a bit cheeky there. Until next time, I would like everybody to meet on the level and part on the square, Graham.
Happy to meet, sorry to part.
Thank you very much.